Ramble.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Tripod. Today we're talking about the steamiest internet controversies. But first, okay, so I'm joined by Keith and Evan Ettinger, and I'm not quite positive which one is which. So, Evan, hi.
Hi.
Okay, it's been a while.
It has.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. So, Keith, as you guys know, has a lot of doppelgangers out in the world, and he kind of collects them like Pokemon cards.
I don't think they're a part of my collection, but I do fancy people who remind me of myself.
Huh, and Keith, you agree?
I agree, yes. Yeah. I'm thankful that sometimes I get more views. People go, I clicked this because I thought it was Keith. Cool.
Sorry to do that to you.
It's good. It's fine. Yeah. Happy to be here.
So, Keith, where are you visiting from?
New Jersey. Oh, right. Sorry. I meant London. That's his.
All right. Fuck this game. We should be over. Yeah, Evan, we haven't seen you in years.
Probably since 2016,
our first
15
VidCon.
So like 6 years, good 7 times. Years. Long time. We basically met at one of the that parties they had where for some reason mostly what they have is red wine.
And oh yeah.
We were all drinking red wine.
Great party,
at this
juice.
VidCon yeah. party yeah. in a ballroom of the hotel like you oh, do. Yeah. And it was us and Dodie.
Yeah.
And I think L Mills were just chatting in a circle. And we just joked because a couple of people had tagged me before in thinking I was you and vice versa.
Keith used to get views because people thought he was you.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Maybe.
I was actually searching myself the other day on Google to do a video looking at those gossip websites that are like, who is he dating?
Yeah.
And I just happened to go on one of these websites and it was listing my height, my bio. I swear to God, it had a photo of you for the about Evan Ettinger.
Whoa.
And I was just like, what the fuck?
Well, that rules. Yeah. There's one of those websites for me that is, it's like the truth about Zach Kornfeld's girlfriend.
Yeah. Whoa.
And it's like, what is going on? And then it's all just the most lovely stuff. But one of the photos is me and our former producer, Katie LeBlanc.
Oh, okay.
Just like so mixed in. And I'm like, you can very clearly see this
with
a different person. Yeah. Yeah, guy, Zach.
She has brown hair.
Yeah.
Therefore, she is same lady. you obviously live in the UK. You basically you're a vlogger, really. Yeah. Like you do daily. You do 3 times a week, and you mainly vlog about your experience there.
Yeah, I mean, I do once a week on my main channel, and then I've been vlogging just what's going on in my life.
That's right.
On the old second channel.
Seen your videos about. It seems like mostly you're just having apartment struggles.
I thought the house buying process in the UK would be similar to the US. You say, I'd like to buy a house. Someone goes, give us the money. Done. Jobs are done.
It's not that easy.
No. I basically moved out in August. I put a reservation in July. And then for
a
5 months.
Reservation?
I reserved the place.
Oh, like you're down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, no, not even that.
No.
No, I have a party of three that like to live here for 7 months.
It's like that Seinfeld thing. It's like they took the reservation.
But they didn't keep
it. They did
it.
Not hold the reservation. Uh-huh. The issue is as a YouTuber, income being self-employed, can you believe in 2022, the bank is like, you
of
do
course.
What?
Sure.
That makes
and
money.
And can I see your statements? Why are they wildly different? All the time.
All the time. I even have an accountant that was able to do everything, buy the books, everything great. And basically, at the end of the day, out of all of the major banks in the UK, only one of them would accept me. And I got by the skin of my teeth. And I literally had to be an accountant and be my broker and also be my solicitor, called every day, every company, and I was living out of Airbnbs for 5 months. It was very stressful.
Jesus, that's awful. That was
expensive.
Especially if you're trying to save money in the Airbnbs, and you're like, this one will be fine. And then the walls are so paper thin, you can hear everyone breathe and fart.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's an experience, but now I finally have a place.
Nice. Hey, congratulations.
Incredible.
Well, you're a man of the internet. We're men of the internet. And today we're diving into the internet.
That's right. Ooh. There's sort of some debates going on in the internet. For the last ever. And I thought we'd kind of run through some of the hottest ones. Debates like, is that dress blue or gold? We're not going to do that one because that's a visual medium.
And it was obviously
blue, obviously, and black and gold and purple. But so I've sort of assembled a list of the hottest ones. And I just want us to kind of wax and really figure out what the best way to live is, what the best way to be is.
Let's wax.
And
Up number one, should you bite or lick ice cream?
What type of ice cream? We talk about a scoop. We talking about hard
soft
ice cream,
soft serve, or hard serve? Cream?
I'd say it's a hard serve.
Okay, you're not biting ice cream.
Well, but if you're taking a bite,
you kind of bite it.
I do half lip. It's like, you're a grandpa.
Exactly. I'd say on a cone.
That's more of a slurp almost when you do the...
I slurp. I don't...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm a slurp.
I'm not licking. I take a spoonful of ice cream and I go...
That's a bite.
And then I go back for again. And I'm slowly sucking...
The spoon
off.
Hey, what about Ben and Jerry's though?
What about it?
That's pretty hard.
So that's hard. So that's...
That's bitey.
Yeah, it's still... I feel like it's still... It's more of a hard slurp.
Okay. You suck it off for a little bit.
You're sucking off.
But it's really more of a scrapey sucky.
Scrapey sucky.
You know?
Yeah. I'm on board.
Sometimes it's just your top lip can scrape.
You know, here's what it is. When I hear bite, and honestly, this is giving
The
idea of biting like cold really sends chills down my spine, and like, it's hard for me to talk about. But bite, I'm getting a full
bite. Okay.
No, I'm not.
You're having a great time.
But I picture the front teeth, like a nibble.
That would be
painful. That's
like a rabbit.
But I'm fine with the back of the teeth.
I feel like that's even
you're really shoving it all the way in there.
Deep throat the spoon. Yeah.
I feel like the back bite is like I had a root canal. Like I feel like that's gonna like sense it, make me really sense it. And it's trapped back there. If it's in the front of my teeth, I can sort of dribble it on my chin. I can kind of and then let it.
I hate this conversation. Let's move on.
Well, I think that you're biting. I sort of will have a cone.
A cone is a licker.
But I'll bite that.
A licky slurper.
I'll go.
I'm a sucker for the cone.
Yeah, I'll suck on the cone.
But popsicles, I'm a bitey.
I'm a sucker for slurping cones.
Yeah. But it's actually, you have to bite. When the ice cream gets to the concave way in the cone, you've kind of got to scrape it out.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're not a cone guy. Yeah. So you're going the... or their top teeth. It's like not as cold as it was, so it's like a little more good.
You know Calippos?
What? Like do I know what?
A Calippo. It's like
Calippo. You goofy British motherfucker.
It's like, imagine a Go-Gurt, but it's cold.
Okay.
And you squeeze it, and you like bite on the plastic. And
Pull
it. Is it ice?
It is like an ice lolly,
We have those.
Okay, what other goofy words you got?
What do we call those?
An ice pop.
Yeah, ice pop.
But it'd be
ice
yogurt. Pop.
Some people call
it. But
like,
it is like yogurt.
Oh, like a freezy pop or an otter pop.
Like a freezy pop.
Otter pop is what we call them.
That's where you're from, South Carolina, right?
Tennessee.
Close
enough. Yeah.
I remember when they came out with Icy Pops. Whew, that was a big year.
I think my brand was actually Icy Freeze.
Just blue.
What if we had bags of sauce and we just sort of put them in the freezer?
Yeah.
And that was a really great
year. You ever slurp on frozen tomato sauce?
I would.
Sorry?
What about that as a little popsicle?
Savory popsicles.
This is a good idea. Soups. There's
savory
soup.
Pop.
It's just soup.
Old soup.
It's frozen.
Like
a frozen cylinder of soup.
Imagine. Okay.
That's healthy.
Imagine having an ice cream. You put a little salt and pepper on top.
Oh,
imagine that experience.
I don't want to.
Got it.
No.
You know what? Actually, that's, you know why they don't do that?
Because it's disgusting.
Because salt increases the level of freezing that cold things are. So you can burn yourself, like salted ice, you can chemically burn yourself with.
That's hot.
That's probably why.
I one time for a cooking video, it was on our Instagram, I made Ned an ice cream cone. It was a mashed potato fried chicken. So the mashed potato was the ice cream, and instead of chocolate chips, it was diced up fried chicken, and it was served like an ice cream cone.
That's great.
And he had to eat ice cream, but was getting mashed potatoes and chicken.
That sounds great.
It was
tasty.
So confusing for him.
Wow. Sounds like high-end dining. And
yeah,
you know,
I think it was your idea.
Kitchen.
I was like, what the fuck do I do? And you're like,
you know what you could do that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Up next on the controversial takes meter, do you wash your legs / feet in the shower? Now, we've covered this a little
bit. Yeah, why the fuck is this controversial?
I've actually got something to say about this.
An update?
I talked to my doctor. I was like...
Embarrassing check.
Hey. Yeah, right. I asked about, hey, why do people say this? She's actually, it's actually not a good idea to wash your legs every day in the shower.
Why?
Because our soaps are very abrasive and it'll make your skin really dry. Like your legs,
yeah, that's
I was like, I get really dry. How do I not be so dry? How do my skin not be so irritated? She's like, oh, well, just only wash the parts of your body that get stinky every day. And then wash your other rest of your body like every 3 days.
Interesting.
And the soap washes down your body anyway.
Exactly.
Unless you sit in the shower like I do.
Thank you. Yeah. Unless you sit in the shower crying like us.
I get
when
the
you're
shower.
Weeping.
I think it's a tall thing as well because here's where the shower hits me.
Oh,
all right.
God.
I want my hair to be wet. So as soon as I get in, I just do a little crunch. I sit down and the water hits me.
Do you actually sit in the shower?
Do you have a chair
in
there?
I literally just did this today. Yeah.
This is so funny.
I sit in every shower I get in.
No, you
really?
Don't. No, you don't. I thought this was a bit.
No. And then I wash most of my body, but then the legs, you know, you kind of got to get in between.
Sitting down. So, okay.
Do you feel like you're just in a rainstorm?
Yeah, this is a revelation. You are now the best guest we've ever had. So, Evan, you get in the shower, and the first thing you do is you plop your naked butt onto the tile.
How do you sit? You sit like
cross-legged. No.
There we go.
What is happening to
you? A little bit like this, because usually it's a cubicle-like type shower. So yeah, just a little bit like this, and then clean my top.
How do you describe this? Your legs are kind of like both to the side.
I think this is called a 45-45 and yoga. So,
yeah,
you just do a little position here. You clean most of your top. You get a little done. And then the issue is the legs, if you want to clean them right. But you can look. Watch this, right? Whoop. We get in there.
Whoa. He's got good. It's okay. Right. Imagine, viewers, the way that you would wipe your butt on the toilet.
Yeah.
He's doing that with soap.
Yeah. And then, of course, when you stand up, if you want, because at that point you're like, well, some of these places are soapy and they're not going to get any water. So you stand up, do a little spin around a couple times because you stood up, and then turn off the water. You're done.
That sounds great. I love sitting, and I've never thought to sit in the shower.
When you're in the shower, you want to be relaxed. How am I relaxed? I'm standing up, and the water's not hitting me in the right
place.
You're
getting the best of both worlds. You're doing a shower and a bath all in one.
A shaft. Sometimes
shaft.
Sometimes, I gotta go take a shaft.
I'm not kidding. What you do is, especially if you're in a bathtub and you're taking a shower, as soon as you get in and do that, before you sit down, you plug it. So that way, as the water is coming in, it fills up a bit. And at the end, you have a nice full bath.
You get a shaft. A nice little shaft.
I'm surprised none of you have tried this.
Just your balls are floating in a little pool. It's just enough.
Enough water to just whoop, whoop.
Now, by the way, I promise you, if you make a video, all lowercase, the title is I Shower Sitting Down, and it's a photo of you like partially naked, crouched in your shower,
huge.
I think that'll be your best performer
of all time.
I think that is a brilliant, and I just want you to explain this exactly as you did.
Okay.
This episode won't come out for a little bit. We'll hold it for you.
Front page of the New York Times.
It is. He just changed the fucking game.
Is this what everyone over there does?
I've been doing this in America first, okay? So.
Yeah.
Wow.
I say this to people and they get surprised as well. They're like, you sit? And I'm like, when 90% of shower heads don't hit you in the right spot, you have to adapt.
Yeah, I bought a house that had a shower head that was above my head.
Oh, you have a rain shower? Oh.
No, but it's just a high enough thing.
The luxury.
It hits the top of my head. It's huge.
I want one of the ones
love one of those.
I want to have a shower like at a spa where there's something coming from the ceiling and also jets of water shoot out from the walls.
Like one of these
like
guys.
Like a car wash.
Yeah, I
want to be washed like a car.
So I just redid my shower.
Oh.
And I had the option to do a rain shower. I don't like the rain shower.
Why?
I want it to be at an angle.
Yeah.
I like the angle of it.
Because theoretically, the angle is wicking the dirt away.
Yeah, we
better.
Also, you don't necessarily always want to have your head in a rainstorm the whole
also,
time.
Also, I just want to say, if you're at an angle and you're a sitter like myself, the water actually...
the sitting community.
The sitting community. We don't quite like it because the water actually hits you on the head or the back of the... Because obviously you're very low.
Right.
And the water will then bounce most likely much more further out of the bathtub. So it creates a bit more splash.
Yeah.
When I'm in a rain shower, I feel like I'm drowning.
I don't have any shower curtains. I just moved in, man.
No shower curtains.
It looks nice. There's like a half glass thing, and then the other half is kind of just out.
So you have,
but they don't assume you
sit. That's fine. You have a little pony wall situation.
They didn't build it for sitters.
Yeah.
And that is fucked up.
Is it a tub?
I'm not a quitter. What?
Is it a tub or a walk-in?
Good t-shirt.
So I have, it's like a walk-in. See, it's like flat walk-in, and then there's like half of it's covered in glass.
I was like,
should I get a curtain to my girlfriend? She was like, absolutely not.
No. I have that shower. And yeah, you don't need a curtain.
It's just when you're
in a tub.
Now are you squeegeeing when you're done?
Every single time.
You gotta.
Every single time.
You gotta.
The amount of limescale in London water is insane.
You gotta.
Talk me through the squeegee, because I feel like... Who has the time?
Thank you, Miles.
To be squeegeeing every time you're like cleaning.
You
like,
might I'm as well say, who has the time to clean their balls? You know.
Wow.
Do you squeegee your balls?
Are you squeegeeing your balls?
Listen, I want to be squeaky clean.
Miles, do you care about your things?
That's
okay,
it. That's
obviously.
It.
If there's more, like I want to be cleaning my thing, but
you have glass in your shower?
No.
Oh, then you don't need
to squeegee. No, I know. But if I did have a glass shower, so. How
it looks bad
are you
when
so,
you do
glass
shower
are you so
sounds
worried
like a sex position.
A guest is gonna run in and be like, look at those little
it's about me.
Whoa.
It's about me. It looks really bad, man.
Preach. I ain't worried about the guests. I'm worried about myself.
You know, like when you have a kettle on and you don't just use standard water, and then when you're pouring tea, you can see all the brown, like just lime scale just floating.
Yeah,
that's on your shower wall.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dude, shower
this
wall.
Isn't
but
the
it's
Zach
not
guy
dirt.
I remember the Zach who didn't want to squeegee his shower. I remember
he's
when he
changed,
was like,
man.
Maggie makes us do it and I hate
you're right.
it.
He's
right.
Right.
He's
but now you're a better
he's
person.
Like, yeah. I don't like how it looks. No.
No.
He doesn't like Maggie being mad at him.
Yeah.
And I
true.
Understand and sympathize.
Yeah.
No, okay. That is the truth. Maggie made me be a squeegeer. But I feel like I've adopted it as part of myself.
That
now.
Happens.
Yeah, it's Stockholm Syndrome. But listen to this. My shower, I've got big glass, and then I've also got like a little shelf that collects water. So I squeegee the shelf just to get clear
Jesus,
the water off.
Right.
I don't know. And then, because I was like, you know what would be really nice in the shower?
Yeah.
If I spent way too much money to punch a window. So now I have this big, beautiful window. I get natural sunlight into my shower.
I
squeegee the
oh
fucking window.
God.
And then I squeegee a little shelf of the window too. So I'm squeegeeing a lot of stuff.
But are you squeegeeing the part of the wall that you have the squeegee hanging from? You have to lift up the bit that it's hanging from to squeegee that last bit.
The way that it is oriented, the squeegee just kind of free hangs. So we're safe.
It floats
there.
In the middle of the shower magically.
I have a rope in the middle. It's like a disco ball, but it's a squeegee.
It's one of those pendulum clocks that are at planetariums.
Like Griffith.
Yeah. It gets to me, it's the equivalent of like every time you walk across your floor, you sweep up after.
No. Absolutely. I have like it's a robot like, vacuum that follows my steps.
Exactly. It's like, what? Okay, I get the squeegee.
And by the way, if you were a slug and you were leaving stuff that would crystallize then, and fuck up your floor, then you would do
bacteria,
that.
Bacteria, it's not dirt. It's like minerals, you got, right?
Meh.
Hard spots.
I got a business idea from this conversation right here. Introducing the slug, a squeegee Roomba for your shower.
Oh,
okay. It sticks to your wall and it's constantly moving and squeegeeing itself.
You know that's genuinely going to be a thing in 5 years.
Slug, huh? Yeah.
That's going to be a thing. You've just done
it. I know. It's a real thing. That,
it's like
the
a
slug,
mop Roomba.
It probably won't be called the slug.
I mean, it'd be cool though.
But it'd be called the droplet.
It'll probably be called like the skimmer.
Wet Roomba. Like,
skimmer sounds good.
Yeah. Or squeege
the
master.
Woomba.
Woomba.
Or that's or more just, for the pregnant
oh,
women.
Oh, what about just squeege?
Squeege.
Squeege,
make the squeege. Well, because it's just making your water is hard to send a robot to do.
That not in the future, Miles.
Not in the future.
That's true.
Have you not seen a Polaris pool vacuum?
Oh, those are
Scary. Shut your mouth now. Huh? It's a robot that lives in the water, baby.
We all were afraid of the pool monster as kids. Right?
Yeah. I love chasing it. I would swim after it and hold its little tail.
And then it would kind of breach the water and its tail whips out and goes over and it sprays everyone. You go,
It was thrilling.
Yo, pool monsters are terrible.
Pool monsters are cool.
We all know, right? Do you know what
I
I'm talking about?
I swam in lakes.
Do you not know the pool monster?
I've never swam in a pool that had a monster in it.
Mm. It's like a robot.
Oh, I assume, but I've never swam in it while he
it's
was doing
it. It's a Roomba for a pool,
yeah.
And it has a little tail in that's fact, whipping, and then it climbs the walls, and it breaches the water.
It was before the Roomba.
Yeah,
it
you're
was.
Right.
Yeah.
It is tethered. There is a hose.
There's been pool monsters as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow.
Well, I guess here's a question. If you put a filter on your... I'm trying to... See, you're dealing with this the
hard water deposits. So get a soft water system.
Real quick time out. If any of us ever have a pool, we should get a pool monster that actually looks like a monster.
Definitely.
Okay. Continue.
Put a little outfit on it. If you're dealing with the symptoms of the problem, I'm trying to stop the spread of the disease.
Oh, so you get soft water.
So if you put a filter on your shower head, which we actually have, because Sarah was like, my hairdresser sold me this thing, feels like a scam, but it's just like a filter for your hair because the minerals can dry your scalp out.
That's true.
So if you do that,
it helps. It's not enough.
And then you also, but what about the like, you know, the stuff you put on
rain
your car?
Rain-X?
You're supposed to do that at the end after you're squeeging.
But then wait, what?
So
you do it once a week just to make sure that it's kept up with.
But if you're
just like a British guy to come in here, tell us all the things we're doing wrong, how dirty us Americans are.
If we're squeegeeing, why do we need the Rain-X?
Extra safety. Have you done every millimeter?
No, that's like saying like if I fucking sweep, why do I have to vacuum and mop? Do you want to live in filth?
You've got a coil. Why do I have to use a condom?
Oh, if I get my body wet, why do I need to use soap? Fucking you gotta clean, bitch.
This is crazy.
I went on a YouTube binge of watching loads of like get red like a
clean or shampoo. Why do I have to condition?
Because you want to feel good. Yeah. Because you want your hair to feel good.
Look, man, I know you don't want to squeegee.
I love it more than anything.
Thank you, you listening?
I can't believe that. I can't believe there's not more Roomba machines for everything. Like, is there a Roomba for my yard? A glass?
Yes.
A grass clipping Roomba?
Absolutely.
It goes randomly.
It's called a lawnmower.
No.
It's a robotic lawnmower.
There's robotic. Like,
and they actually use LiDAR sensors and they map and do the full path. And as long as you've tidied, you're totally good.
I need it to be like a Roomba where it gets trapped under my table and eventually figures its way out.
It scares me to put blades on a robot.
That's a good point.
It's like, because like, what if it goes rogue, man?
Why don't we have Roombas for the toilet that like just, you don't have to wipe. It does it for you.
And it's also a bidet. It's a bidet.
Yeah.
It's a robot that both cleans your toilet and cleans your butt.
I want a Roomba for my mouth when I'm eating Sloppy Joes.
So you guys are cool.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Okay. Future technology is going quickly. When they release like a robot butler.
Yeah.
Would you want that in your house?
You're asking, are we early adopters?
Are you early adopters of the alpha robot butler? Are you worried that thing's going to fucking kill you in your sleep?
What's he look like?
A guy.
more concerned. The more human-y they look, the less I trust them.
Yeah. Because if it's like a little orb that floats.
If it's like R2-D2, I'm like, yeah, man, this is hilarious.
What if it's like a cat robot butler?
Yeah, maybe. I it needs to probably look like a series of brooms.
Yeah. I'd lock it out of my bedroom, I think.
But then how would he bring you your drinks?
Well, exactly. But I think when I'm sleeping, it's like, when I'm making that last thing, I shut the door and I'm thinking, do I lock the bedroom door or not? I'm hitting lock.
You think he doesn't have a little key that like comes out
and he just locked it?
You don't want to make it angry, Miles.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a horror movie where you see the lock unlock and then the doorknob slowly turns.
I found that I am not an early adopter at all. I'm a really late adopter. I hate updating my phone. I hate updating my apps. Wow. I like living in the past. I find that for someone who is like on the internet for a living, I don't use the cloud. I don't know how to do anything.
The fact that you called it the cloud.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't use the cloud because I don't trust internet security.
You don't use the cloud. Like
are we both non-cloud?
I don't use like iCloud. I don't use iCloud because I don't want my photos in a place that someone will hack into. They have done it before. They will do it again. I don't want my photos.
And it's not like they're going to find my sexy nudes. They're going to find my embarrassing nudes. Well, the photo that I took.
I just buy a bigger storage phone every time I buy a phone, and I keep all my photos.
And if
on my
I ever
phone.
Lose it, I'm fucked.
I'll never lose it.
I'm assuming you guys have a NAS, like a system.
We have a server here.
Server attached. Yeah. It's a network
but
attached.
I don't. They do. The company does.
You can actually probably hook up to it from your house too.
That's right. Google Drive, use that.
Google Drive.
Yeah.
It's basically
but I don't
cloud.
Put a lot of photos on that.
Well, my
photos,
here's the thing. I have photos where it's like me like putting my leg up, like looking like underneath part of my, and I'm like, what's that rash
he's
doctor?
If he's cleaned his
you
legs.
Know, and like, yeah. and I'm
We've
like,
all been there.
That's going to leak and I don't want that.
The rash is gonna leak.
How about this, Keith? What if you and I take some really flattering, tasteful nudes? Because I think my fear is that the bad ones are gonna get out.
Of course.
And then so if that ever happens, then we can immediately go, no, these are the ones you were meant to see.
So you're an early adopter of nudes.
Yeah.
Whenever I see those fake spam emails that are like, hey Keith, I got videos of you fucking pleasuring yourself, bro. And
you've been getting those?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, first of all, obviously this is fake. And second of all, if Stranger did leak my nudes, I would get famous sympathy.
For sure.
I would be on blast for doing something totally normal that people do. I would it would just help me, honestly. The way I've examined people's careers through this type of stuff, it would help me immensely if you did that, sir.
100%.
So I'm curious if you guys have gotten this. I've gotten these emails lately, and it's like, they're always written
your
in
dirty
like weird,
little
broken
habit.
English. It's like, dear Zach, I am disgusted and ashamed. I never thought one person could watch so much porn.
Yeah, no,
and it was positing that they have hacked my webcam, which, joke's on you, bitch, I got one of those little fucking covers on top of it. But that they've watched me. They've hacked my camera and have watched me watching porn and have the videos. And they say, if you don't deposit like
0.3 ETH.
Yeah, it's like the most random number of Bitcoin every time, then we're going to leak it. And I always respond, do it, you coward.
Yeah, I've done that before.
I just fucking delete it and block them.
I just report
like, out of here. Get out of here.
Do it, you coward.
Get out of here.
I actually, one time, I was trying to rent an apartment and I was looking at an apartment. It was when I first moved to LA. And I was like, whoa, this fucking crazy apartment. It's like only, you know, it was like $1,200 a month, but it's like a two bedroom apartment. That's crazy for the whole place. So maybe I could rent part of it out. So I started getting into the thing and they were like, yeah, this is all great. Like you're confirmed to do it. And they were like, let's do the rent through Airbnb. And I was like, sure, that sounds fine. That's like secure or whatever. And they sent me the link and I went to it and it looked like the normal Airbnb thing. And I checked and it was like Airbnb.com, and it was like they had bought some domain that was so close to Airbnb.
Whoa.
Or it was like Airbnb or something like
Airbnb.
And it all looked totally above board, but then it just like linked to a PayPal that was totally, and I emailed it back and I was like, jokes on you. I was so mad. I was like, jokes on you. I'm a government freaking operative working with the FBI. We're on to you. And I was like, we're going to find you so soon. And then they just wrote back, good luck, exclamation point. I felt very dumb.
You got him, Miles. I really fucking got him. Showed them.
Yeah, that's right.
You fucking showed them.
That's right. Well, up next on our controversial opinions.
Him.
Is cereal soup?
It's not controversial.
What do you mean? Your opinion?
It's like a similar thing, but it's not soup.
I think it's soup. I think it's breakfast soup.
What is soup?
Hot. You can't have cold soup.
Gazpacho.
I've never had it. So I can't have it.
Gazpacho is the sort of...
What about leftover soup?
Yeah.
Well, that's leftover, but it was at one point hot.
Cereal was hot.
All right, let's think about this.
Oatmeal?
No, but when you cook, they have to cook Cheerios. Cheerios aren't harvested from a tree. They have to be baked.
Whoa.
So they're hot.
Whoa. If I put sliced tomatoes in a bowl of milk, is that soup?
It's actually two of the main ingredients in tomato bisque.
Yeah,
right.
Wait, yeah.
So if
it's bad soup, but if you presented it to me and said, I tried to make soup, I'm like, I believe you, Zach.
I guess because you do add a liquid, I guess it does just make it soupy as opposed to just grains.
And if we had just chicken broth in a bowl, we would say that's soup.
That's soup. That's chicken soup.
Fuck, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like sometimes a food is so singularly itself that it defies these other categories. And that's what I get off with this fucking is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a lasagna just pasta cake?
Oh, shit, man. I'm like, nah, man, it's just what good is this doing?
Is chili?
What good is this?
You're tearing us apart.
If we get to the bottom of this, are we going to be happier than when we started?
You know what's funny? That I would say all American menus do not designate chili as soup because it'll say you can have a cup of soup or a cup of chili.
Yeah.
But chili
is pretty soup.
Pretty dang soup.
But it's
if
the
you
chunkiest
me.
Soup you can get.
Hearty soup.
Yeah. Well, stew is just one step away from chili that's like, okay, that's not soup. Even though it's still in a bowl and has all the things that would be in a beef soup.
Wait, you're saying stew's not a soup?
No, stew's like.
I don't think it is.
It's stew is nearly chili.
Cereal
it's chunky.
Is
stew,
maybe
stew.
Stew
you eat with a fork.
Oh, cereal I like stew. This.
Cereals maybe stew because I find a stew is like more chunky.
But doesn't a stew have to stew?
Okay.
You think it has to sit there?
I think frosted mini wheats is a stew.
Yeah, that's pretty chunky.
And I think Fruity Pebbles is a soup.
All right, here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Frosted Mini Wheats begins as a soup, but if you let it sit and get soggy, now it's a stew.
Yeah, because it takes time.
You got to stew it.
Yeah. And if you add fruit to any of them, like a banana, that's stew.
Just a fruit.
A banana
or some
nuts.
Yeah, if you add toppings, it definitely makes it more stew-like.
This makes me so mad. Nothing pisses me off more.
Yeah.
We have such finite time on this blue marble and we are going to waste it with these classification bullshits. Just squeegee your shower.
No.
And stop calling shit
humans
soup.
Like patterns. We That's love true. It. That's one of the reasons we're so cool.
Yeah. That's one of them.
That's one of the reasons we love so patterns cool. And we like to categorize things. It helps us.
That's tough.
Well, you know, one of your first like tests in elementary school is like, is a ball a square? You're like, no, it's not a square.
It's not a square.
But is a piece of bread a square? Like, yeah, kind of. Yeah. It is kind of a square.
Yeah.
So like we just immediately are told to categorize stuff.
I'm looking at you two and I'm wondering if you share opinions.
This here's what I actually like is I think both of us would wear each other's outfits.
I would actually. Yeah.
Your outfit is
I like these
very
pants.
Similar to what I wear.
I like the
You're
texture.
Sitting identically too.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go through a bunch of opinions and we're going to see where you guys fall. Miles, do you have any questions for the Kevins?
Wow.
Favorite color?
Orange? Or blue.
I was going to say blue or green. Oh. Orange is a real curveball.
Well, you are both wearing greens today.
Green is earth tones are my favorite like wearables. So like
It's I think especially in the winter.
I have these trousers.
Boxers or briefs?
I have similar pants. Oh, boxer briefs.
I'm a boxer briefs as well.
Same. I feel like who's wearing boxers in 2022?
Right? I need some security, but not that much.
No, yeah. It's like
savory or sweet?
Savory.
Both.
At the same time?
Oh yeah,
I can get down.
I'm American at heart. I like my savory sweets, but yes, I'm actually sweet at mainly. If I had to choose,
this is where they diverge. Yeah. Perhaps one of you is the evil one. No, Keith does
not
have
me.
The mustache.
I'm sweet, so clearly.
I do have a mustache and a turtleneck. I think that characterizes me as the evil one.
Do you wear a shirt to sleep?
No.
I wear clothes to sleep a lot.
What kind of clothes?
What do you mean clothes?
I'm going to be honest. At some points in the last couple years, no. I have genuinely worn jeans.
No! Keith literally talked about this.
What?
I used to, as a child, sleep in jeans all
the time. I loved
the
feeling because it felt like I was at a sleepover party and I couldn't change.
Oh my God.
It felt nice.
I love that for you. I definitely have in times where I've been staying somewhere where it's like too cold and I've just put my jeans back on and get back in bed because I'm too cold.
You guys are out of your
That's
fucking,
so fucking crazy.
They're really soft jeans. Like, who's to say?
I want to vomit.
My legs don't have a lot of nerve endings that are like, this isn't good enough for me. Legs are the shittiest part of your body in terms of how you care for them. Mm. Like,
you
who cares?
Wash
like,
them.
Yeah.
If you get like cut on part of your leg,
you don't even know.
If you get cut on your arm. Oh no, my arm.
Yeah. Okay, Evan, chest. Do you like sweatpants?
Oh, quite. Yeah, joggers.
No,
do you guys call them joggers?
Well, that's a different thing.
They're different.
What do you mean they're different?
These are sweatpants, not joggers.
Joggers have a tighter fit.
Well, these do have a thing.
Yeah, but those aren't snug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a good tapered jogger.
Typically, an elastic band at the ankle is a jogger move.
Okay, you're different after all.
Yeah, turns out. Though we agree that it's okay to sleep in jeans. Perhaps the most contrarian
That's
opinion
so
we
insane.
Agree
That's fucking crazy.
Genuinely, there's no opinion.
I don't like put on jeans and get in bed. I take my clothes off now. I just
leave them on.
Putting on
your
jeans.
I just wear boxer briefs to bed and that's it. Sometimes I fall asleep in an undershirt because I'm cold, but I'll wake up and take it off because I'll get boiling hot.
Will you put the heat on for bed? Recently, we've been not putting the heat on before bed.
Well, yeah, because
we open the windows. We make it cold.
Yeah. Preach.
So you snug.
I would freeze to death.
Yeah.
I do wake up congested. Yeah. And also two cats around me, though, so
you
I stay warm.
Open the windows?
I need to get a good humidifier. I need one.
Not in the bedroom, but in the far side of the house.
Really?
So that there's a general cooling. Low. And I don't like, they're not wide open. They're just cracked.
Are you worried the monster's going to poke through?
No, because the windows I open are hard to access, and I open only the top of those windows. Nice. And it still would be that if they tried to get in, it would set off an alarm, and
oh,
the monster
cool.
can't kill me.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I was thinking about this today because our Airbnb I was staying at today in Silver Lake, they've got, it was freezing in the morning when we woke up and the guy puts a firewood in, lights the fire. And I was thinking like, do you even pay for heating in this freaking city? Like, what's the point? It gets hot so often you can deal with an hour of cold in the morning.
It's true that a lot of apartments, old apartments don't have heating as an option.
Yeah. Because it's like you need it so... I mean, it does get cold for like a little bit in the winter.
That's literally us, but the opposite. Where we're like, oh, it gets a bit warm in the summer.
Right.
Like sometimes you get like, oh, 75?
Yeah, right.
Okay, Becky used to live in an apartment in Chicago. And I went over to stay and I was like, it's freezing. And she's like, yeah, our apartment doesn't have heat. And I'm like, no, it's illegal. And it's literally illegal in this state in Chicago to not have heat. They're lying to you. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, where's your thermostat? And the thermostat was locked shut.
Yeah.
And I said, this is bogus. I broke it open.
Yeah.
I turned it on.
Totally.
The heat came on. They're like, oh, we didn't know we had heat. I'm like, they're fucking lying to you.
That's crazy.
They're
That's
just
horrible.
because the utilities were part included.
Oh, yeah.
So they were
God.
Trying to not have her use heat. It's fucking
Chicago.
It's in January. It's 5 degrees out, which means it's 5 degrees in.
Yeah. We had a thing in our apartment in New York, same thing, where the thermostat was locked inside of a building. We were on the ground floor. Ground floor is covered, is surrounded by dirt, the earth. It gets way colder.
Uh-huh.
And all the apartments would be like, oh, it's hot enough, let's shut it off. And it would shut off automatically, and we had to go up there, and we like petitioned all the
neighbors.
You had
a building thermostat?
Yeah,
it wasn't per apartment?
It was full building. And
oh my God.
It was, what? There was, what? So there's an apartment building and then we're next to it, like on the ground floor kind of. And so it's all part of the same heating system and we were on the ground floor. So we would be freezing cold,
that'd
like
be awful.
Seeing your breath in the yeah. thing. And then we had to like break it. We petitioned all the neighbors because the landlord was like, no, we're not going to change it. And we just petitioned all the neighbors to be like, look, we're going to break this open and just, we'll tell you when our apartment's hot enough. You guys turn off the vents in your thing so that our apartment could get hot enough.
Was this an older home in which it used to be one home and they've split it into thirds?
No, it was a ground floor apartment. And then above was the rest of the building.
But and they their all designed it?
That's
different.
To have crazy
one that, heating system? That yeah, mine.
Wild.
Crazy. Totally crazy. But we had a big backyard that we had access to.
You're like, very I cool. froze to death, fucking but I really had a yard.
Cool. Yeah. No, it was like, we were the only people with a yard. We yeah. lived in Brooklyn and we had a big backyard. Oh,
but everyone can look into your yard.
Yeah.
They can so you can't like be yard. Naked.
And they could
there.
Be envy.
We could well, be could. Naked and fuck you back you there, could. But we
You're going to have an audience.
We had parties, though.
I got real fancy when I moved into my apartment because I had a thermostat that could go both. And I'm like, oh, it's a little chilly in the morning. Let me turn on the heat. Ooh, now it's hot in the afternoon. Let me turn on the AC. Doing both in the same day. And then I realized that's unsustainable.
Yeah.
What you need is a smart thermostat.
Yeah.
That does it all for you.
Yeah, wow. Here's the thing. I got a smart thermostat, but it only registers the heat where it is.
So you get an extra tool.
Even if you do that, it disagrees on what the temperature of the house is. Mm. And the, you know, it's only one machine spitting out air across the house. So like the heat funnels into the bedroom.
You gotta close the vents in the rooms that don't matter.
No, you need, but then you get none. It's tough. It's a puzzle.
Interesting.
I went around and I closed vents in the rooms that I don't give a fuck about because I really temperature I own the only temperature I care about truly
bedroom living room
is bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's really just bedroom. Really? It's because I overheat like crazy when I sleep.
Same.
So
same.
I need it, and but like boiling hot. To get the bedroom cool enough for what I need. It is turning the rest of my apartment, my home now, into a tundra just to get that room cold enough. Mm. So closed them all. I suffocate in every other room.
You guys all have AC in your homes, don't you?
Yeah. Los Angeles.
That doesn't really exist.
Really? Oh, it's so cold.
Really rare in the UK to get AC at all.
I got AC. I got a fan.
Huh. It like you get like a week of 38, which is like about like 95 degrees, a week of that where it's like, I want to die. But it's also, it's much hotter than you think because of how humid it is.
Yeah, you guys got water all around.
And the houses
you.
Are not built like these where they're meant to be airy. They're built to keep the heat in. So it's much worse. So you're like in an oven and everyone's like, oh, it's only a week of time. Deal with it. And then you do.
It's not humid here at all.
Oh, it's dry.
Almost ever.
Desert.
It's a great place humidity. To be.
Well, London's old. They didn't have, you know, time to build AC.
One of the oldest places.
And then when you say, like, I want to get AC, I wish I had that, you get comments like, that's actually really bad for the environment. And I'm like, so is living.
Everything is bad for the environment. Babies being born, bad for the environment.
Can't believe you chose to have a baby in this climate.
Yeah. And speaking of sustainability, what order do you put on your socks and shoes? And I only say that.
I put my socks before my shoes.
Both of them.
That's smart. I
no,
should do that.
He's saying, are you one of those freaks?
That does sock, shoe, or do you do sock,
no
sock, shoe?
No one does
shoe?
That, Miles. There's not a single person.
No, I can't imagine doing
don't
that.
Don't you fucking dare even pretend that this is a debate.
No.
The socks and the shoes are in different rooms.
Yeah. They should be. They fucking should be.
You get dressed in the morning. Yeah. You get out of the shower. Uh-huh. You put on your socks.
You put on your socks. You're not barefoot in your house.
Here's what I would. No. Here's what I would entertain. Yeah. What order do you get dressed? We can have that conversation.
Pants.
Don't tell me. Don't you fucking tell me
top
that
first.
I walk barefoot sock across shoe. My house yeah. with my socks in my hands, and then sit down by the door, and I sit because the shower no head way. Doesn't reach me, and then I go, yeah. sock, shoe, sock. How fucking dare
sock,
you?
Sock, and then a shoe.
And you know what? If anyone out there is listening...
And you do that,
I want you to turn this off and go for a walk and whoa. Think about what you've done.
And put you just your socks on and your shoes on. Go right for a order. Walk.
Yeah, what order do you get dressed? I mean, obviously underwear first, unless.
Whoa, not obviously.
Undies first. Undies, pants.
Undies first.
Shirt, socks.
I'm a shirt
shoes.
First.
Oh, really?
Because that's the part of me that needs to be the warmest. Let's say I'm not leaving the house. I'm
your
just going to put a
first?
Top on.
Oh, top.
Just a top.
See, Pooh Bear.
Yeah, I guess.
For a moment.
for quite a bit. Well, I'll have underwear and a top.
Ah, yes. Okay, I'm on board. So underwear first.
Then the top mostly. But that depends. If I plan on leaving the house and I know I'm leaving the house immediately, I'll put the pants on
it
too.
It depends what day. Yeah, sometimes I like going underwear and a shirt and I'll just like go make myself a little tea.
That's it.
Not have a piece of clothing on, it will be not having a shirt on.
Really?
I'll put underwear on.
Because you want to be able to like...
I put my... No. Yeah. I just... I'm hot and sweating from the moment I wake up. So I put on my... pants, and typically the reason the pants are first is because if it's within the first 5 days of me wearing those pants, I'm wearing the same pants as yesterday.
Right, and they're
so I need to base the shirt off of the pants.
Okay. I agree.
That's a good point. Maximizing my pants usage.
Well, if I could throw
now, if it's a new pants day, then I could choose. Then I'll choose the shirt because that's going to decide the pants.
And now this depends on the day of the week and what my activity is. Because if this is a hang around the house morning, I'm getting...
Nice job.
Well, honestly, normally I was sleeping in my underwear. I wake up in my underwear. Mm. I put on yesterday's shirt that's on the floor.
What? Yes, sir.
And I go do my morning.
What?
And then
you're working
I come shower.
Yeah.
I don't want to put on yesterday's shirt necessarily. If I've done nothing yesterday, then sure, I guess.
I do, but only because I'm going to go like work out maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. And probably my yesterday shirt was an undershirt or there was some sort of undershirt situation.
When
that's
you say
okay
undershirt, what
sweaty.
Do you mean? I've never worn an undershirt.
I don't undershirt. Keith undershirts.
I undershirt.
Do you wear sweat? It's just a t-shirt that goes under?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's fair.
But not under another t-shirt.
Sometimes.
I do.
You'll do a shirt and then another t-shirt over top.
Yeah.
He's a sweaty boy.
I sweat.
I mean, same. No.
So are you saying that this is a way to prevent the sweat stains on the back?
Yes.
And the front. My belly will... I actually get...
He's a funny sweat. You're a back sweater.
Your belly sweat is so funny.
I know. It's good. Sure. I get belly sweat and then before the back.
Maybe that's how you're skinnier.
My belly
you're sweating out all your
right
belly water.
Belly, yeah. But no, I'll do, yeah, I only do an undershirt sometimes if I do the sweater, but then I realize that
get warmer and you sweat more inherently because you're wearing another layer.
So that's where you wear a shirt that is a shirt that is engineered to deal sweat with like sweat.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I have
Keith
a shirt.
He's going to sweat no matter what.
Yeah.
You put Icy Hot patch on your whole body.
Yeah. Right. My shirts have little bits of ice in them. They have that cooling gel that you keep in your
glove compartment.
Yeah,
exactly.
Keep
right.
Your files cold. When I get pulled over, the officer's like, "Wow, this is a chilly little registration." Yeah. You got like, thanks.
Do you wash your jeans? Is a good question because Levi's came out and was like, "Just freeze your jeans."
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Real true. We've talked about this. Why are we playing the hits?
I don't own any more jeans.
Because
actually.
The people love it. You don't true. Own. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I used to sleep in them, but I genuinely don't own any more
jeans
at all.
I have a single pair. You're wearing chinos right now, I guess.
Yeah, and
by the way. I'm over there. I own jeans, but I don't wear jeans anymore.
That's what happened over like
what
lockdown.
What about black jeans?
No, I now have a nice black pair of pants.
Wait, is it because you want to feel superior?
No, because jeans are
Miles,
not
it's just
soft.
Because I am superior.
So what not if, as soft, you said, which I like.
Yeah, it was like as soon as lockdown happened, 2020, I was like, oh man, I don't, like every time I put on jeans, I was like, these are more, you know, tight.
Sturdy.
And so I started wearing more comfy fitting pants, comfy fitting joggers.
Once you get into the slacks world, you're like, you feel a little like just more grown up, a little nicer, a little fancier. And then you're like, okay, well, if I'm not going to wear that, then you can have your bullshit droopy pants like Zach over here.
Mm.
And so with that, there's really not much room for jeans.
And why put on something that's not going to be very comfortable?
I find the jeans are very comfortable. I used to
sleep in them.
You can sleep in them, baby.
I know, I used to
sleep in jeans.
But I want the best.
These are really comfortable. I mean, you've commented on these pants before, but
he remembers.
Are those Zach, the ones that are like pants. Worn into oblivion?
No. These are my new ones. No. Yeah, no, those pants are gone. But these are my new black jeans. But I'll say, in terms of not washing them, how?
Right.
Are you
so
not
true,
getting
so it's like denim. I've never washed my
true
denim.
Sauce.
It's a year and a half.
Well, Miles, don't be a messy bitch.
I can't think of a world where I'm not a saucy bitch.
Put a napkin down
and
on your
you
lap.
You can spot clean it.
Use a squeegee.
Oh, that's not enough for tikka masala. There's not even enough for tikka masala. If I'm having that's a taco, point. Maybe a little bit of oil. Maybe I'm dabbing there.
Okay. If you do have to wash it, don't put it in the dryer.
I don't even have one.
So just jeans
wash
have
it
like
inside out.
Yeah.
And hang it out.
Hang them
on the air.
Because it protects the denim.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yeah. It So like,
all clothes, actually.
Yeah, that's cool. Everything should be washed inside out if
everything?
You can.
Everything washed inside out, everything aired. Don't use the dryer for anything.
All my shirts?
Don't use the dryer for...
I literally
who
don't.
Has the time?
Nobody has dryers in the UK. I finally have one.
Oh!
And I don't want to use it.
Fascinating.
Could like, I... Oh!
Wait, what was the fuck are you talking about?
Evan, I got we something I'd like to sell you.
Oh.
I have a European-style combo washer-dryer in my guest house.
Wow.
And it's useless to me.
Why? I'm sorry. You think he's going to put a washer-dryer on the plane with him?
He's going to ship it to
I
himself.
I have a personal item allowance.
Yeah, exactly. He can bring it on. He can have a bag and one personal
How expensive do you
item.
Think it is to ship a washer a dryer? Idea.
Why do you have this?
Because it came with my guest house. Because they had, I think the previous tenant who lived in that guest house, because there were two people, different people who lived there, wanted that. And it's, in theory, great idea.
Why
right?
is it inferior? Why do you not like it?
Because it takes 4 hours to run a cycle.
I've heard that they're terribly
inefficient.
How
long does it take to run a cycle here?
2 hours to do
wait,
both.
To wash
a,
oh.
To like wash and dry could probably one. Be anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, depending on what you're doing.
I read my manuals of everything I buy. And for my washer dryer, I can do a 45 minute on each, but I just do the hour long wash and then hang it to dry.
Yeah, I get that. I do
read the manual
a lot of
on everything.
Literally, it was disaster getting this house because I got a microwave that came with it and a washer
you
and a stovetop.
You read your microwave manual?
I know how to properly cook everything.
Not if you're using a microwave.
Oh no, microwaves can cook things correctly as long as you know how to do it.
Whoa!
You use the right wattage as well. You don't want to blast it. You don't blast everything, then you get those soggy, hard crust pizza. No,
you're changing the wattage.
So you're like
also
you
dishwashers,
video
by the way,
teaching people how to use microwaves.
I'm thinking the dishwashers. Like so many people use dishwashers incorrectly. Like they just kind of trust that they use those little pods that you instead of eating for some reason you put it.
Yeah, you put them in there.
No, you put detergent in like the one and the two sections. So the one pre-cleans and the two cleans afterwards, use the
you
rinse
definitely aid. Want to use some sort of water repellent
rinse,
in the drying.
Aid, yeah,
yeah. So
there was a wire cutter article. That's New York Times. That tells you, makes you feel better about yourself. And they said that you're not supposed to pre-rinse your dishes.
You're not. Just put that shit right inside
needs
the
to
dishwasher.
Be dirty. Okay. So I have guests come over and they're like, are trying to like wash the dishes before they put them in. I'm like, can you stop that?
But if
only if you've got the new one.
But no, just
gunk,
clean the filter, clean the gunk.
No, but then you got to get your fingers in the gunk.
Here's the point.
Evan.
What
I've
is
heard
the point?
Enough.
Of,
where's my, I want a Roomba inside my dishwasher.
What's the point of putting stuff in a dishwasher to save you time? If you're going to be rinsing it, I might as well just clean the goddamn dish.
Because yes, but only so it sterilizes them, but also only if you get the new dishwasher. I have a fucking ancient dishwasher. So it's like if you put something in that's dirty, it's just going to come out dirty. And then you're going to put it back in and it's going to be dirty.
Now, have you Googled sure the make and model?
Never going to be cleaned.
Have you read the manual?
Ancient thing.
Someone has put it up on YouTube, probably reviewed it.
I promise, by the way, I have cleaned out the filter because I know you're supposed to clean out all the gunk and the insides gunk. And stuff.
See, that's where I disagree. That is like a cast iron skillet. It's going to collect flavor.
It adds flavor.
Leave the little pasta.
Zach's plates taste incredible. Have you
what
ever,
did you do with
you
this?
Haven't
is it
had
gold?
Cheesecake until you've eaten it off one of Zach's saucers.
But I the two, I'll have to look into this second. I don't even know if I have a second compartment for
Most
materials.
Of them have a one and a two, but all of the stuff, people just put it in the two. But the one is the pre-wash to make sure that for the first 15 minutes of the wash, it actually gives a bit of soap to it, and there's only a very small amount of water that's used.
Now, how do you guys feel about, I love running my dishwasher and then going, oh, I forgot this cup, and I open it up,
and, it's like,
and I put it in, and then I go around the house, and 10 minutes later, go, oh, I forgot this plate, and then I open it, and it's just a fucking monsoon in there, and I think that's really fun.
I never open it after
You're worried.
I'm just like, you know what? This one gets the next ride.
Or you could just hand wash it.
I do that sometimes.
I hand wash often.
It depends on what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
There's some things that already have to be hand washed.
Mm-hmm.
So like
just pots.
We've only got a small drying area. So if I can put it in the dishwasher, you know I'm gonna.
I do hand wash a lot because of the problem that it's like not I'm so close to it being cleaned by hand that, you know.
If you're rinsing it, you might as well.
Can we go back real quick? You said all of my clothes should be inside out?
Well, let's just say there's something. This happened in a previous flat I was in. Is that the clothes got stuck, the drum wasn't fully tight, and so right in between where the thing is connected, it would rub, and so I actually got black stains on the shirts.
Well, that's not good.
And it took ages to actually wash them because the washer wasn't doing it. And so essentially, if you do it inside out, well, those stains, or the if there's contaminants, are going to be on the inside, no one sees.
Sure.
But also, mainly, the thing making your clothes dirty is your body.
Right.
So, that's a good point.
I mean, I'm like Miles for the longest time. Unless my mind was like, masala. Well, I wash clothes to get my sauce stains out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason I'm washing
I
stuff.
I get that.
Every time I spill something on me, sauce stain, I just immediately take it off and hand wash it, scrub it in the sink with a bowl, and then throw it in the wash.
With a bowl?
As in like a big stainless steel bowl, fill that shit with like soap, and then start hand washing it, get that out, and then put it
in. Like, I think I am thorough.
I think my style of life is just a little bit radical in that if I get sauce on myself, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to stop the party.
You know what? Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to full on, because I have so many things that I want to share, but I'm realizing, Evan, that you're a thorough man.
Absolutely.
And I want it while we have you. I want to know... You sit in the shower, you squeegee your shower, you read the manual, you walked in here and you looked at this table and you knew where it was from. You knew the make and model of it. And you said, oh yeah, and it's got that laptop thing that comes up. Yeah, and it's a nice piece. So
it's like walnut marble. You got the A6400 cameras.
What else? What else are you thorough in particular about?
So basically, I got really into camera stuff in the last 2-3 years. Yeah. And so I bought a camera and I read that camera manual and I know everything about the Sony systems at this point. Okay. Best like frame rates, best picture profiles and everything. So that way I could get into the nitty gritty and literally everything that I purchase. If I spend time buying it, I want to know how to use it correctly to get the most out of it. Okay. It takes time, but then I become some like god of that item.
True. You don't lose time later having to look up how to do that thing.
I know how to, and I also have a weird pride about it. I really love interior design recently. So I just know like, oh, that's a good West Elm piece. That's the mid-century and modern.
Do you
model.
Like reading the manual as opposed to watching an instructional video?
Oh, I'll do both. Especially because usually if there's a YouTube video, a guy will be talking about the manual through for you as well. And that way you can pick up stuff. Maybe if you're like, what does this word mean? The manual guy will explain it to you.
Yeah.
Is this your nighttime activity or like is the sun out while
this
you're
This is recreational YouTube for me. I watch such a smattering of content. And sometimes because I watch these manual things, they'll be recommended. I'm like, hell yeah, dishwasher video number 2.
All right.
I literally have watched. There was a video I watched from this guy, I think Technology Connection. It was a 40-minute video on dishwashers. And I was like, it really got me going. And then I realized, right? YouTube algorithm was like, did you know he did a part 2? And I'm like, God damn it, I want that shit. And I watched it.
He did a part 2 for the same dishwasher.
Well, yes, because people said, this isn't true. What about my dishwasher? And he was just like, absolutely not. And then he like discombobulates the dishwasher, shows you how much water actually goes through. And was like, people say they should rinse the dishes. Do not rinse the dishes beforehand. And I was like, I'm taking notes, sir.
Okay, okay. Are you... Is this on your phone, on your computer, on your TV? Are you sitting at a desk? Are you sitting on a couch?
I will
Are
genuinely you doing watch another this activity? At any I watch it on my Apple TV. I watch it on my phone. I watch it on my laptop. Just with my breakfast, with
all
my lunch.
And this is dedicated viewing time, not like, oh, I'm cleaning and I'm going to
I'm dedicated.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dedicated.
I got to pay attention.
Do you ever take notes?
When it comes to camera stuff, I've got like a Notion page where I'm like, okay, when I'm doing star photography, I need to make sure I have the 1/1 reciprocal rule for that type of
star
thing.
Star photography?
Astrophotography, if you want to make sure.
You do astrophotography?
I do a lot of photography, and astro, I'm going to Yosemite this week, so I want to make sure I get some good shots.
You can
shots.
Take pictures of the sky?
Absolutely.
Oh,
tell me.
Really I've got like, my cameras on me right now. I got the 70 to 200, get the zooms, get that moon.
Nice. What kind of camera do you have?
Let me see what we got here.
Wait, but a 200mm lens is enough to take photos
that
of the sky?
Backpack looks like it weighs 3,000 pounds. The it way does. You're handling it.
Ugh. All right, so we got two cameras in here today.
Oh, that's a gear bag.
One of them is for photography, one of them is for videography.
Look at the massive lens you have in there.
So this is a 70 to 200.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful lens.
Boy.
And so it can go, like, I can get your, like, nose in photos.
Take a picture of Zach. Take a picture of Zach.
Really
take
cool.
Take a picture of Zach.
Let's see.
Nose.
Not too dark in here, is it?
Is that the A7S4?
This is the A7 III. My A7 IV is sadly in the post. Mm. And then I have an A7S III for my video
post.
Content. Sorry, in the mail.
I mean, in the post.
In the mail. Checks in the mail.
In the post.
In the post.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, really? Oh.
Do you hear
you
that?
Don't miss the shot.
That's incredible.
Wow, the photo looks incredible.
Yeah.
It like it's also got no color profile yet.
Oh, so you I can shoot do so neutral. Much. So yeah, yeah, color
profile. Yeah. It makes Zach look like a ghost.
Just that is the most beautiful lens.
That's really cool. I love.
How expensive is that lens?
Like $2,600. Is that right?
Well, it depends if you pay VAT or not.
What's VAT?
Value added tax. You know, it depends if business expense type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have this guy, which is the just standard 1635 for vlogging. You know,
yeah.
Um, But yeah, they help me do the job. They're beautiful things. I like to learn about them. I have a giant baby on my belly here.
Are both of those, are you carrying them without lens caps?
No, this one
has an ND filter on it.
That has an ND filter on it. And also usually it just came off, but a little rubber here.
A little rubber cap.
Yeah. Does the job.
So you're going to take photos of space.
Absolutely. I've taken some before. You just have to make sure it's things you learn about how to take the photos, what best lenses are and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, for space, you're just doing a very, very slow shutter, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess. Yeah.
This is like my favorite space lens. it's a 1.4 aperture, 24 mil. So essentially you can like, no matter how dark it is, you can make sure it's really nice and choice. But yeah, you want a long
24. I mean, that's a wide shot of space.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Especially for 1.4.
So you're more getting like a galaxy shot rather than a specific moon pick portrait.
Yes. Well, this one's for that one's for the moon.
That one's for the moon
this
portrait.
This one is for the, you want the something Milky nice Way. In the foreground that kind of draws your eyes up to the moon. Or the stars or whatever.
Really you better fucking send us some moon pics.
I will try. I hope I can get some good ones.
Are you doing those photos where you let it go real slow and then the stars are all
the trails?
Streaky? I love that.
Well, that's like at least, 60 minutes of recording?
At least.
Could do. It's good. Actually, this week is one of the only weeks in the entire year in which the Firefall is happening, if you know what that is.
I don't.
Yeah.
So this week and next week, time in the entire year, for 3 minutes a day, which is right before sunset, the sun hits this Horsetail Falls in Yosemite at the exact angle to make it look like there's hot lava flying in the falls.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's cool.
So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to be trying to get that shot.
Wow.
That's rad.
Dude, you're going on a photo adventure. You're basically playing Pokemon Snap.
But with geography.
Which is upsetting because I love photography, but Instagram is now really going towards reels and all these videos.
Sure.
So my content's what is this? A photo of a tree?
There actually is no true home for photos anymore. No.
So I kind of just...
Imgur used to be the big Reddit one, right?
Oh, do you guys remember Daily Booth? Is that just me?
Booth.
I don't know.
Sounds like some British Daily Booth bullshit.
Was. Oh no! This was when I was here. Okay, yeah. In the old USA.
Sounds like some Jersey bullshit.
Fine. Someone out there remember for me. No, I love Daily Booth. It was like you upload a photo of your face every day, and then Instagram came along and was like, "No, do it on here."
More than that.
I feel uncomfortable. I've just got all these things surrounding me.
I love all the gadgets you have. Your interest in technology. It's been great having you here, and you've taught us a lot, but it's time for you to get taught something.
I'm excited.
I bet you have problems in your life that you really could use some more advice for, and lucky you, we have basically the moon of advice.
That's right.
He's my moon.
If I'm feeling upset.
The brightest, shining, reflective surface of advice right here in this office. His name is Miles Monsignore, and this is advice that'll go for Miles. This is good. This is a good one. Do the jam. This is a really nice classical guitar.
Who's playing it for us? It's advice that I go for Miles. It's advice that I go for Miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation. Miles Nation. I'm just wondering if Nation is your last name or is this the branding?
What if it was just this for 30 minutes?
It's a good. I like the chord progression here.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight? Thank you so much to Dustin Magison for that sweet, sweet track. Dustin Magison on SoundCloud. But have you ever wanted your life to be elegant as a British crisp?
Absolutely. I wish I was a Walker's.
Have you ever wanted your days to be chill as possible? Yeah.
You probably feel right at home, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Icy makes the world go round.
Yeah.
And crystals aren't just for predicting who you're gonna French this year.
You heard?
That's right, everybody. iced water in a perfect glass.
I feel so calm right now.
That sounds good.
When you're at a restaurant and they give you that perfect iced cup of water and you think, wow, that's elegant. You can have that at home. And my advice to you is just to make that that perfect little elegant fancy cup of that iced crystal water and enjoy it in your house. So
I think it's good advice, especially if it's a hot summer day.
Oh, yeah.
You've been outside doing chores or playing.
Go off, Keith.
And you come in and you have an ice cold glass of water.
Yeah.
And your esophagus screams for you.
Yeah. It just is loving it.
It's just like, thank fucking God.
And I've done a thing where sometimes, obviously, speaking of squeegees, my cup will have like a little, it'll just have like a little water spots. So before I make my perfect glass of iced water, I'll wet a paper towel, polish the glass.
Wow.
Just so it's that perfect.
I'm sorry. You will your cup, but you won't squeegee your shower.
I will never squeegee my shower, but I do pre-squeegee my cup. And then I'll just clinkle, clinkle. And then there's a big forum on TikTok where people make like fancy drinks, but it'll just be like someone pouring milk over ice and like a really cool cup in the sun. And I have found that I want to recreate that feeling of just, it's perfect. A glass of iced water. And I feel fancy. And Zach is pissed.
He's so pissed off. I love water, and I
drink water.
We don't drink enough of it. You only drink water?
I went to Taco Bell, and they were like, "What do you want to drink for your meal?" And I was like, "Just some water." My friend's like, "You know, it comes with soda." And I was like, "I don't drink soda."
Yeah. No, I get that.
I do sometimes get the soda though, just because I feel like, well, this is the only way to make this.
I might as well be unhealthy because it comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of like I'm eating garbage. Why not suck down a little sugar syrup?
Incredibly good point.
I want my corn juice.
Yeah, I want corn soda.
Fair, absolutely.
Coca-Corna.
That's right. But it just next time you're thinking about. Just having that perfect fancy cup.
Evan, do you
know? No one needs this fucking advice, Miles.
Do you drink tea?
People who like cold water already know to use fucking ice. And then there are people like me who think that it's plenty cold enough and we don't need ice.
You're drinking out of a cup, though. You're drinking out of a bullshit, fucking stupid cup.
And you have to be, you don't want to be too cold. If it's hot outside and you have ice cold water, you can cause yourself to go into a shock.
That's true, but not after like exercise.
My
grandma?
What percentage of the population actually goes into shock from ice?
Did you read the manual how to pour your ice machine?
There is a YouTube video I did watch called 7 Ways You're Drinking Water Wrong.
Agreed.
And this guy was not taking the piss at all. And I was so confused because it was like, are you drinking water sitting down? Your body can't digest it.
That's wrong.
And I was like, this is some bullshit.
Shut up.
I don't believe any of this shit. I still don't believe it, by the way.
I kind of want to watch that. That sounds incredible.
You can't drink water sitting down?
Well, if you want to be correct.
But my point is, don't drink water out of like a little Pumbaa and Timon cup like Jack's doing.
Hakuna Matata. Fuck you.
I'm fixing just that glass, and it's like the clear ice.
I'm up for the glass.
And it's just water.
Okay, if you're going to do glass with ice, your hand's going to get cold.
Yeah, but that's part of the thrill of it for me.
Gonna fucking wear gloves to hydrate.
Cozy.
Exactly. But I just have been into that perfect... that fanciness.
Okay, I have one last Roomba related idea.
Yeah, please.
Oh.
It's called The Swarm. And they are 500, a pack of 500 little flying bugs. And they go into your cabinets and they just clean all your glasses.
Ooh.
They just fly around as cleany bugs.
I like that.
And they clean. So you never need a dishwasher again. You just, as soon as you're done drinking that glass of milk, put it in the cabinet.
Do they open the cabinets? Do you need to open shelving?
No, you open the door and that's where the bugs are. They're so excited that you're bringing them a glass of milk that they're going to clean.
Wow.
And it's just a swarm of cleany gnats.
That's little really
cleany
good.
Clean beetles.
I like that.
Jack was at my house yesterday helping me we're doing this like cleaning project. It's for a video. I'm not just making him clean my house.
It seems that way.
It does. I did see that. And I was like, this is suspect.
I was cleaning. He was like putting together a shelf and I had given Bowie this treat, like this toy that he's meant to destroy. So he like rips open and then there's a toy inside. Mm-hmm. So he's like just gagging himself on fabric, like just loves it. And so I like have my hands tied, like I'm like holding something where I can come out, and I hear Jack, who's just the most polite guy, going like, oh, it looks like, so it looks like Bowie has vomited a little bit. Yeah. Okay. No, actually, he's cleaning it up himself. Okay. Yeah. No, it's gone.
Oh, and he just, God.
Just watched my dog vomit and then lick it up.
That's horrible.
If only humans had that drive.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Dogs are funny.
They're funny. But hearing Jack's narration of it, I really didn't do it justice. It was quite wonderful.
He is cleaning it up.
And, he's cleaning it up himself.
Is that in the content, though?
Unfortunately not.
Cameras weren't rolling. It always misses the gold.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Evan, it's been so great having you on here. Where can people find you?
Hopefully in LA this week. No, London.
We don't mean YouTube. Physically follow you.
Yeah, what's your address?
London, what's your address?
Here's my address. Your home address?
Come on down, Big Ben. It's youtube.com/Evan. I got the EVAN.
Whoa! Holy fuck.
Holy shit.
How long have you been YouTubing?
I literally started in like 2008, I think.
Wow.
Awesome. It was like Gen 1, Gen 2.
Wow. Incredible.
Nice. Check me out.
Yeah. Fucking did it. And look forward to his new video, iSitch.
Instagram.com/Evan Ettinger.
I want to see these photos. Yes, please throw out.
To and look, go to his Instagram for the photo of me. And then look forward to his new video where he tells you about sitting down while showering.
I'm actually going to have to script that. I think I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't think this would get such a reaction.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Yeah, that's huge.
I hope I can get some.
I shower sitting down and you're wrong.
That's the title.
Why you're wrong about standing showering.
And then another one titled, I read the manual for my washing machine. And
this is what I found
hard.
And it got me hard.
It hardened me.
Unlike my unstarchy clothes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I read the manual for my refrigerator, and yes, that does make me a better person than you.
It's like, I read the manual for my dishwasher, and you also have to.
Yeah, now you have to. That's good. Yeah.
Wow, super fun. Sick, man.
Sick.
Cool, that's sick. An episode. Woo. Keith, here's with the official Tripod theme song.
We had a really good time today. We partied really hard today. We got so fucked up on the podcast and everybody took off their clothes. And then they were, how do I put my clothes back on? What order do I get dressed? I'll answer next week on the Tripod.